This is Central Time. We've been talking for some time now about whether people might need an additional dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, a booster. In a new development this week, the Food and Drug Administration gave an emergency authorization for certain people who received the Pfizer vaccine to get that third dose. We're going to go into some of the specifics as well as what it means for the overall vaccination effort. You can join the conversation with your questions about booster shots at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Dr. Jonathan Tempty is Associate Dean for Public Health and Community Engagement at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Dr. Tempty served on the U.S. Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices and as acting chair of its evidence-based recommendation work group. He's also served on the CDC's Board of Scientific Counselors. Dr. Tempty, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thank you so much, Rob. It's a pleasure to join you today.
Let's start in with the super basics. According to the FDA and then recommendations from the CDC, who is eligible to get that third dose if they took the Pfizer vaccine?
Well, there are five separate groups right now who have been recommended to receive a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine. And this is particularly for the people who have already been fully vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine. So first is anybody age 65 and older. Second, long-term care facility residents. So people in nursing homes and other long-term care sites. Third, people who are age 50 to 64 with underlying medical risk conditions, and there's a whole long list of those. And then two additional groups that may receive, so it's not as strong of a recommendation, but it does permit these people to receive vaccine. And those are individuals age 18 through 49 who have those underlying risk conditions. And then the last group is the potentially fairly large, it's those 18 through 64 years who have workplace exposure or exposure through institutions where they reside or work.
I want to split that up now and take out that last group you mentioned. Everybody else are people who might have more vulnerability to COVID-19. What is the thinking with the Pfizer vaccine in particular for those people at somewhat elevated risk or much more elevated risk for why they might benefit from a third shot?
Well, as so much with this COVID-19 pandemic, there are just so many moving parts. And with the Pfizer vaccine, this was the first kid on the block. It came out in December of 2020. And a lot of people got immunized fairly early on with this vaccine. And with a passage of time, we're finding that there may be some reduction in the benefit of the vaccine simply because our immune system has a tendency to be less effective with a passage of time. But on top of that, we have now had two different major variants come through the United States, the Alpha variant and now the Delta variant. And especially the Delta variant seems to have a little bit less response to the vaccine than the other ones. So you put all this together and we see that people are having more breakthrough cases now as we're getting several months out from that initial immunization.
When it comes to more serious consequences of COVID with the Delta variant, is that Pfizer vaccine still working pretty well?
It's working incredibly well. So the bottom line is people who received the full complement of vaccine, whether it be the Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson, have protection from the most severe outcomes. And those are hospitalization, intensive care unit, admission, use of ventilators, or death. And in all those cases, the risk is greatly reduced. Unfortunately, we are seeing some breakthrough cases of people who are fully vaccinated. And I can't say that's unexpected,
right?
But we would like to try and curtail that as much as possible.
From a public health standpoint, which would you say is a bigger priority? Getting that third shot for the categories who just got this decision, or getting any shots for people who are unvaccinated completely?
Well, I think it's hands down and complete agreement across the public health community that the first priority would be to try and get everybody vaccinated and really pushing forward into people who have not been able to have access or have been able to get the vaccines, and to try and, you know, provide sufficient information to overcome the hesitancy and resistance that we see out there.
We're talking about COVID-19 vaccine booster shots with Dr. Jonathan Tempty, Associate Dean for Public Health and Community Engagement at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. I think there's probably a lot of people with questions along the lines of, should I get that shot? Or should a loved one of mine get that third shot? Join in at 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're looking at the FDA's emergency authorization this week of a Pfizer vaccine booster for specific people, populations around the United States. Dr. Jonathan Tempty stays with us, Associate Dean for Public Health and Community Engagement at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. He's also served on the CDC's Board of Scientific Counselors. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Dr. Tempty, we set aside one group under this recommendation, people who are under 50, who don't have complicating medical conditions, but who work in facilities around lots of people, teachers, maybe prison workers, the list goes on. And this is not a slam dunk, it sounds like, in the recommendations. Can you talk through that?
Well, you know, this is something that was added on to the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices recommendation made yesterday by the CDC director this morning. And that is within her purview. The ACIP is advisory, and they're asked to make comment on recommendations, and those go to the director of CDC for further vetting and the final recommendation that comes out. But I think the important thing here is that there are many people out there who are at higher risk for exposure to cases. So teachers, for example, grocery store workers are at high risk. There are other people who are around individuals who are at high risk. So healthcare providers, people who are working in long-term care. And so the recommendation is added in that these individuals may consider receiving vaccine. It's not a recommendation where we say they should, but they can look at their own circumstances and determine whether or not they would feel more comfortable having that additional dose. And this is, you know, takes us back to December and January when we were debating who should be first in line to get vaccine. And if you take a look at the groups we have now for booster, it really maps very, very closely to our discussions from 6 and 8 months ago.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. John is with us in Arcadia. John, hello.
Hi. I've got a question about where do I go to get this third shot? When can I get it? I live in Arcadia, but I can go to Winona. Nobody's informed me about it, but I saw in a magazine that there was the Pfizer shots that I got, the vaccination, and the two shots 6 weeks apart. There's only, with the variant now, it's only 44% effective. So, and I've got asthma, an underlying condition, and I work and I get exposed to people over here at Ashley, and you know, there's a lot of people working there and they're moving around. I don't know who they're exposed to. I live alone. So I know I can't expose myself to it at home, but sure, when I'm at work, and I just need to know where I can get it and when I can get it.
John, thanks a lot for that call. John has great questions. Dr. Tempty, let's talk about that practical side of things. John is in that eligible category by his age, maybe by that health risk of asthma and exposure in the public. How are people supposed to go out and find out where and when they can get this shot?
Well, first of all, this is a brand new recommendation, and it is just being now translated by health systems and pharmacies and others out there. And so I'm not expecting anything to be happening this weekend, but I think the guidance will be available. And a good first stop is with your usual physician, physician assistant, nurse practitioner, the person you see to get your care. And they can help inform you as to the best place to go. It's also very important to check your records, assure that it was the Pfizer vaccine you received, and that it's been at least 6 months since you received that second dose.
Thanks for that call, John. John also brought up effectiveness concerns about Pfizer. I hadn't seen that exact number, but I assume that number meant against any infection at all, not against more severe infections. What are you seeing about the effectiveness of the two shots Pfizer right now?
Well, yeah, the 44% sounds very low to me. But the bottom line is we find that the more significant the outcome, the better the effectiveness is. So if we're looking at something like death or intensive care unit admission, the vaccines are very, very effective, you know, in the range of about 90 to 95%. If we're looking all the way down to whether or not we can detect virus in somebody, so technically an infection, but it might not even be symptomatic, then we get into lower numbers. And what I've seen is more in the range of about 65% effective, still very, very good. But I think the bottom line is we have two things that we really have to focus on. The first thing is trying to prevent those really bad outcomes. And the second is trying to reduce the transmission. And for that second one, it's so very, very important to get as many people out there vaccinated as possible. And the good news is coming in October, we are hoping that we'll see the recommendations coming out and the vaccines coming out for use in younger children.
Thanks a lot for the call, John. Time for one more caller. Cindy is with us in De Pere. Cindy, hi.
Hi. Yeah, I heard earlier on the news today that there was a stipulation put in there that if you that you had to have your first two shots before the end of March. So does that mean if I, say I got my shots in April, I'm still not able to get the booster because it's too close?
Cindy, thanks for the call. Is that a 6 month deadline, Dr. Tempty?
Yeah, so it's going to be a rolling deadline. So we look back from today 6 months ago and go, you know, did you have that last dose before that? And so that will be a shifting framework as we move along. But we find that the protection is actually very, very good over the first several months. And one has to draw a line in the sand, and that particular line is at 6 months.
So if Cindy's otherwise eligible and got her first shots in April, she'd be eligible in October, presumably?
Exactly.
Great. Thanks for that call, Cindy. And Dr. Tempty, we'll leave it there. Thanks, as always, for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much and have a wonderful weekend.
You too. That's Dr. Jonathan Tempty, Associate Dean for Public Health and Community Engagement at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. We talked to him today about the FDA's announcement of an emergency authorization for COVID-19 booster shots this week for people who had the Pfizer vaccine and whether there might be more authorizations to come.